Welcome to As It Was, Tales from the Mythical State of Jefferson. Barns and watering troughs served as billboards in the 1880s, proof that advertising was as much a part of life in those days as railroading and road building. Advertising crews traveled stage roads in wagons and on horseback, paid by Levi Strauss to paint barns and watering troughs with ads for Levi Strauss overalls and Leek's work gloves. They carried paint and paraphernalia to last them from one railroad station to the next, between Dunsmuir, California and Ashland, Oregon. Each crew had a carpenter, cook, wrangler, the background boys, and the graphic letterman. According to Frank Scott, his father Isaac was a skilled letterman. One day at chow time, he put down his paintbrush and hurried off to eat. He had only completed the first word of an advertisement on a newly painted water trough when a freight wagon approached. The driver led his thirsty mules to the trough and let out an exasperated sigh. The sign read, "Leeks," the only word Scott had finished painting before chow time. The mule driver spat and said, "Well, if it leaks, why can't you just fix it instead of going to all that trouble painting a sign?" Today's episode of As It was written by Gail Fiorini-Jenner, edited by Kernan Turner, and produced by Raymond Scully. I'm Shirley Patton. As It Was is a co-production of JPR and the Southern Oregon Historical Society. To share stories or to learn more about the series, visit asitwas.org.